Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. And today, an amazing year for Baylor Athletics. We are visiting with Baylor's Vice President and Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, after a season full of highlights, 2 national titles, 6 Big 12 titles, a school record 10 teams earning a top 10 national ranking. And that's on the field, off the field, a 94% graduation success rate, the highest in school history, a 3.35 cumulative GPA among all student athletes. That's the highest on record. And for Mac Rhodes, an incredible honor. He was named the Sports Business Journal 2021 Athletics Director of the Year. And he's with us today here on Baylor Connections. Mac, so much going on in Baylor Athletics these days. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thank you, Derek. Appreciate you having me on, and certainly look forward to our conversation, and appreciate all that you do for Baylor University.
Well, thank you very much. And I feel the same about you, certainly. And a year at Baylor, you know, you think, Mac, about all the headwinds of COVID-19, you know, survival could have been the goal, but not just survived, Baylor Athletics thrived. As it has always done. And I know the past year isn't very far in the rearview mirror, but when you think of the last year, are there words that come to mind? Are there images that come to mind about what made this past year so special?
Yeah, I mean, words that come to mind, you know, not necessarily all positive words, but, you know, you think about uncertainty. That seemed to be a theme throughout, you know, especially the first 6 months, that spring and summer leading up to the fall semester. Perseverance is another one. And I certainly think that's a positive word. The grind that our student athletes, that our coaches had to go through and to persevere through it all and really, really excel. The other word, you know, is just proud. I'm just so proud of our people. I'm proud of how we navigated it all, and we stayed true to our core values. So maybe the final word is fundamentals. I just think when you're going through crisis, when you're going through uncertainty, man, make sure you have that foundation and that you really, you know, stay close to your fundamentals, to your core values.
When you talk about the idea of building champions for life, and when you talk about one standard, one accord, what were those fundamentals that, you know, all that uncertainty strips things away, what are those things that you immediately fall back on and take a look at, not just you, but your entire staff?
Yeah, I think that, you know, never losing focus of our vision, which is, you know, as you know, our why, our purpose, preparing champions for life, staying true to that. You know, all of the blocking and tackling, so to speak, that goes behind that. And just, you know, hey, regardless of what's happening, we're going to continue to not compromise those 4 pillars. And then I think, you know, our people, making sure again that, you know, you win with people, and that we, you know, continued to rely on that. You know, one of the things that I think we're most proud of in terms of Baylor Athletics is we didn't have to lay off one person. You know, we were able to stay true, never cut any services to our student athletes. But that whole idea, you know, Derek, everything counts, everything matters. That continued to be one of our mantra, and everything we were going to do, you know, we were going to do it at our personal best.
Well, that's fantastic. And certainly you look at the results of the past year, it really stands out, you know, whether it be championships, women's basketball, acrobatics and tumbling, Big 12 titles, and you know, certainly a recognition for you personally. Congratulations on the Sports Business Journal Award, being recognized as the Athletics Director of the Year for 2021. What does that award mean to you?
Yeah, it's almost a little bit of a feeling of embarrassment, because that's not an award that should be attributed to any one person. It immediately makes me think of just the blessing that I have, the blessing that I have to work with such great people, special people, talented people. Any recognition, personal recognition that I receive, is directly tied to all of them. It's directly tied to this great institution. We have a plaque on our desk. Every single person in this department has a plaque on their desk that says, "There's no limit to what you can accomplish if you don't mind who gets the credit." And our staff and our student athletes have all bought into that. So, that award is really about, it's more about them and less about me.
Well, congratulations on that to you and your staff as we visit with Mac Rhodes here on Baylor Connections. And, you know, Mac, we got to think back to just over 3 months ago, Indianapolis, the men's basketball team walked off the floor as national champions. And, you know, we're a little bit out from that now. And I imagine this is an answer that will change at times as time goes on and it really more fully reveals itself. But the impact of winning the title, of being the defending national champions, from your standpoint, what is that? What do you see that being as we head into a new athletics year?
Yeah, I think there's several different impacts. I think, you know, one internally that what we've talked about, this idea of preparing champions for life, our four pillars, we're never going to compromise any one for the other. They're all equally important. This idea that, you know, the pillar of athletic success is so important because it gives you a platform. And then when you have that platform, what do you do about, you know, what do you do with that platform? You know, our responsibility as Christians, our responsibility as a Christian institution, and you think about men's basketball, joy, you know, Jesus, others, yourself. And so I think from an internal perspective, it just solidified, you know, the fact that we can be elite, we can win a national championship. And be you know, great in those other areas when we think about athletic success and character formation and spiritual growth, never compromising them. And then I think externally, you know, when you think about the significance of a NCAA men's basketball national championship, I don't know that there is a more celebrated NCAA championship, even when you compare it to the CFP. And so I think the brand of Baylor, the significance that it's had for the Baylor brand throughout the entire country, the amount of new fans and people that know Baylor, and then all of a sudden they see how our men's basketball, how Scott and our student athletes handle it, this now attraction to Baylor. And so those are two ways that I think it's really, really impacted, you know, us internally and then nationally.
You know, Mac, you got to be there in the bubble with them in Indianapolis and see up close that journey. Obviously, most of us were able to celebrate the wins along the way, what they did on the court. Are there any memories that stand out to you, whether they're, you know, on the court, off the court, from that time that particularly are special to you, or particularly just epitomize what that team and what those values that you just described are all about?
Yeah, you know, I think it's those moments that were within the bubble and some of the team meetings, the conversations that had nothing to do with basketball, but had to do with life and coaches sharing some of their personal experiences, our student athletes, our young men, sharing their experiences, the chapels that we had. And again, just those moments where it wasn't just about the basketball, is that there was an understanding that it's so much bigger and beyond just the basketball. Those are the moments that I remember most. You know, the confetti coming down, and those are fleeting, and you know, they only last for seconds, but those conversations, those team meetings, those chapels, those are things that, man, make impact for lifetime. And so those are the things that I've certainly remember and certainly feel blessed to be a part of.
From a fan standpoint, obviously it was a different kind of year. We couldn't get 10,000 people in the Farrell Center. You know, normally that we would have seen that. We might have seen 50,000 people or more in Indianapolis for the national title game. The year didn't allow that. You know, I saw recently the release of Final Four court products where fans can go to artsmansport.com and get mementos made from actual pieces of the floor. Whether it's that or whether it's other areas, you know, certainly the parade being another example when there was a great outpouring from the community. What did it mean? What does it mean to be able to bring pieces of this to fans to share in, knowing that fans couldn't share in it in person the way they normally might have?
Yeah, Derek, that's a great question. And, you know, as you said, it's just a unique year, and you couldn't share it the way that maybe you really wanted it to be shared. And we've got such great fans. We really do. And we're grateful and thankful for them. And so, you know, whether it was the parade, whether, you know, it's the Final Four court Final Four court products, just being able to provide that connection for our fans, just to you know, make sure that they have a piece, a memory that ties them to this tremendous accomplishment, which, by the way, they've been a big part of. And and so again, it's a way to connect and hopefully, you know, in a way say thank you to them for, you know, their tremendous years of support.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Baylor's vice president and director of intercollegiate athletics, Mac Rhodes. And Mac, shifting gears here, obviously other areas of excitement across the university. We welcomed Nikki Collin to Baylor a couple of months ago. She's really hit the ground running since being announced as head coach of the women's basketball team. You know, at her press conference and introduction, you talked a lot about what made her the right fit when she was hired. But let's revisit that, if you would. What really, really stood out to you during the hiring process, and what are you excited to see about her leadership here at Baylor?
Yeah, you know, I think number one, you know, when we enter any type of head coaching search, we list characteristics, and first and foremost, there's always, you know, mission fit. Do they embrace Baylor University, Baylor's Christian values? And so that was first and foremost, this appreciation, this excitement from her when she talked about it, this genuine excitement. And so that was one. I think the idea, the alignment of preparing champions for life, her calling, this belief that she has a calling to pour into young people, to challenge them to be great in everything, again, certainly on the basketball court, but beyond, you know, talked about just her love for the game, just like this respect and appreciation for the game of basketball, and this insatiable appetite of hers to always be on the cutting edge, learn, develop, expand her knowledge of the game and how to coach it. You know, we went through some actually film work and just her ability to, you know, to understand both sides of the ball, both offensively, defensively. So all of those things, great relationship builder, just felt like, you know, she's going to recruit extremely, extremely well. She's going to relate to all different types of people, treat all of everyone equally and fairly. And you know, just it's all of those things. It was a combination of them. And, you know, it was that moment, you know, you're talking to that person and, you know, it hits you right between the eyes. This absolutely could be our next head coach.
Well, as you talked about her, you talked about some of the values, some of the things you're looking for. I'm guessing as you look for a new track and field head coach, or as you, after a fantastic interim season, welcomed Michael Woodson as the full-time head men's tennis coach, guessing a lot of those qualities are either what you're looking for in track or what you saw in him in tennis?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think it's pretty consistent. We want great leaders of young people. We really do. And again, that's certainly, you know, the craft of coaching and the X's and O's and all of the technical things, but it's gotta be way beyond that. And, this idea of, you know, everything counts, everything matters again, right? That, we're gonna push our young people to be exceptional, elite in everything. And we think if we do that, then our young people are going to leave here, you know, leave Baylor very well prepared for life, for their life ahead of, and you know, they've got to put the work in, but so far we have great student athletes and they're putting the work in.
Visiting with Mac Rhodes, and Mac, you know, you don't have to be a hardcore sports fan to know that there are changes taking place in the world of college athletics. You know, you've been doing this a long time. From your standpoint, have you ever seen a period where so many things are changing, or where the industry is experiencing, you know, shifts that will impact student athletes and everyone involved?
Yeah, it's I really haven't. You know, last summer was all about COVID, and you thought maybe we were going to get a little bit of a rest this summer. But then, you know, the change with the transfer portal, and you know, particularly in the sport of football, men's and women's basketball, and wrestling and baseball, that you can now transfer without sitting out a year, and so just the impact that's having immediately on our or in our industry, and then, you know, the Alston case and the Supreme Court affirming the decision, and then, you know, name, image, and likeness. And so you think about the change. We are in this period of change, more change than has happened in the last 15 years in college athletics. So now trying to grasp that and navigate that, and obviously name, image, and likeness started July 1. And I, you know, I think there's room and place for it. I think it can be a positive. I think it's a mistake if we now try to fight it, but how do we turn it into a positive? Because I do think it can be a positive, and certainly at Baylor, we're trying to embrace it. We want our young people to have an appreciation for their name, image, and likeness, have an appreciation for their brand, to treat it seriously, to find ways to maximize it, but do it in a way, Derek, that is within our Baylor brand, where again, it doesn't supersede the Baylor brand. You know, we talk about the men's basketball national championship, and you think about, you know, Davion, a lottery pick, and Jared's going to be a first round pick, and their name, image, and likeness, their brand, extremely important to them, and it should be. And we want them and show them how to maximize that. But their individual brands never became bigger than the men's basketball brand, the Baylor brand. And I believe that's why we won a national championship. And so I think there's a way for us to navigate this in a really responsible way, and for it to really be, you know, a life lesson, a life learning lesson for our student athletes when they leave Baylor.
Visiting with Mac Rhodes, and Mac, let's look ahead a little bit. We saw recently the news that as we move towards a fall semester, Baylor's returning to normal operations. including 100% capacity for sports. Certainly going to be a lot of fun for fans who weren't able to participate in that last year. As you look ahead, you know, obviously 2 years ago at this time, this was normal, but 100% capacity is a little different after the last year to everyone. What does that mean? What are there some things that you're looking forward to that fans can look forward to as we return to normal?
Well, I think we're just all looking forward to having energy within the stadium, energy in our arenas, right? It was hard. It was difficult, you know, at 25% capacity. And so I think, you know, the excitement of bringing everybody back together to celebrate, to be family again. I think that's one of the greatest things about football and a football game day is all the togetherness, all of the events in addition to the football game. And so, you know, bringing back the tailgating and all of those things, I think we're all really, really excited, and it gives us a sense of normalcy. And so, you know, fired up about that. And then look on the other hand, we were just talking about this, you know, we're not out of the threats of COVID and the Delta variant. And so there's still, we're going to have to be very reverent to it and still be very smart and safe in the way we do all of this. But excited to be back, excited. I know, you know, when we think about the fall, to walk into McLean Stadium or to the soccer stadium or to Farrell Center volleyball and just to have a full slate of fans in the stands is going to be terrific.
Absolutely. And speaking of football, I want to ask, you know, it's been fun watching the news. Coach Dave Aranda and his staff have had a lot of success on the recruiting trail lately. He and any coach who had his first year at the helm of a program last year, certainly last year was a strange year to do that. And it's been interesting seeing articles where he's talking about, you know, growing from that first year, what he's learned, building towards 2021. What are some things that have stood out to you as you've interacted with him, watched him and his staff really grow from that first year here in green and gold?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, one of the things I've had several, many, as you can imagine, ask me why did I hire Coach Aranda? And one of the things that I talk about is upside. And I just think that he has such tremendous growth potential. And I mentioned this about Nikki, this combination of high intellect and humility. And when you have both of those qualities, I just think that you can continue to grow and learn because you self-reflect, you self-analyze. How do I need to grow? What areas do I need to grow? And he has grown tremendously as a leader. You know, not to make excuses, that's just a tough situation to be able to have to come in as a first year head coach, not have spring ball, any of those things. And so certainly as a leader, as someone setting the standard and saying this is our standard and we're going to hold you accountable to that, I think he's done a great job, you know, the last certainly 6 months of implementing that. And then, you know, I think the staff changes have been really, really positive. Just being around the staff, both on the offensive side and the defensive side, there's this energy, there's this togetherness, this unity. And unity is probably the best word I can use to describe it. But I'm excited about it. And I think that I think we're in a good place when we think about the staff. I think we're in a good place when we think about the culture of the program, and we've got, you know, the right leadership within the program in terms of our student athletes. And, you know, they have now embraced this is the way we're going to do things and conduct ourselves, and been really exciting to see.
Well, looking forward to seeing them kick off the season Labor Day weekend, September 4th at Texas State, and then September 11th, their first home game of the year against Texas Southern, as we visit with Mac Rhodes. And Mac, as we wind down on the program, my final question for you is something that I know has got to be meaningful to you and meaningful for Baylor fans, really, whether they know their names or not, everyone in the department. But earlier this year, we saw Jeremiah Dickey was named athletics director at Boise State. He was here at Baylor for the last 4 years, including the last three as associate vice president for athletics. He's been with you for a long time, and he's not the first member of one of your staffs to become an athletic director. There's also Wren Baker at the University of North Texas. I know you've been with Jeremiah a long time. So whether you're talking about him or even more broadly, you know, we talk a lot about coaching trees. You know, Coach Drew has a great coaching tree that we saw with Grant McCasland at UNT, with Paul Mills and Oral Roberts in the NCAA tournament this year. Well, what does it mean to you to see guys from your tree, if you will, assume these leadership roles at great institutions like UNT and Boise State?
Well, one, you know, when you think about Jeremiah particularly, and you mentioned Wren, and there's Darren Dunn and some others, but I think that you're just happy for them more than anything, because they've earned it. You know, it wasn't given to them. They've earned it, and you just know that they're prepared and ready for it. And then I think, you know, it's validation of we're doing things the right way. And, you know, I think as a leader, the best thing that I can do is one, continue to learn and grow as a leader. And then two, you know, help facilitate the growth of people that I work with in terms of their leadership skills. And, you know, if we've got collectively a group of people who are learning, growing, becoming better leaders, we as an organization organically, naturally become better. And so I'm proud of Jeremiah. I'm proud of all of them. We've got, you know, other executive team members. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to be athletic directors if they want. We've got other folks that are in our athletic department that, you know, are just beginning their career that they're going to be athletic directors. So whatever we can do to help best prepare them and just become better leaders, we're going to continue to try to do and do that the best we can.
Well, it's certainly exciting to see that as another hallmark of certainly an exciting year and an exciting time in Baylor athletics. And I know it's been a very busy stretch for you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Thanks so much for sharing your insights, really on the last year and then looking ahead as well.
Well, appreciate you, Derek. And again, shout out to the Baylor family, and it's been a special year. And one of the reasons why has been because they have continued support and to come behind, and couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely, it's going to be fun to see everyone gathered back together here just a few weeks from now at McLane Stadium and elsewhere as we move into the 2021-2022 season. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Mack Rhodes, Baylor's Vice President and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, our guest today here on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online at baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.